Hey guys, and welcome back to another Schlocken or Quickie review. As always, I'm Lindsay Wilkins. And this time around, we are going to be looking at a true feast of a movie. One where there's a couple of dishes in this movie where I swear my mouth starts watering because I can smell it through the screen. That is, of course, kind of, but mostly released 2024 movie, The Taste of Things, directed by Tran Anh Hyung, and of course, starring the great Juliette Binoche and Benet Megamel. With this review, I actually wanted to compare it to something else. And thank you, Nadine Whitney, for giving me the idea of looking at Tran's first full feature movie, The Scent of Green Papaya from 93. Because you can really see the DNA of Taste of Things work through into The Scent of Papaya. Both movies, I would say, are more experiences than they are movies. Let's get into it. The Scent of Green Papaya is a French Vietnamese language movie that was released in 1993. If you want to watch it, which I totally recommend, you can now find it in Australia on SBS. As usual, God bless SBS. It has an amazing database when you're looking for foreign language movies, and it's free. It actually has less ads than Tubi at the moment. So go forth, watch. This was his first full feature. He'd done a couple of shorts beforehand. And it stars mostly a collection of maybe amateur actors, probably the wrong way of putting it, but it wasn't filmed in Vietnam. It was filmed in France in a French studio, which has got that amazing kind of classic feel of you know you're in a set, but it's so beautiful and tactile that you don't really care the fate going on. And so there were kind of local Vietnamese community in France who actually were in this movie. I think Nhiang An Ho Hoa, who played an old maid, was actually the only one. I think it's her. I could be very wrong, and I apologize. Who was actually brought over to Vietnam for the role? This movie is so friggin' sensual. It is about a young orphan girl who goes to work for this fading wealthy family. I think I read a description of called genteel poverty stricken. This is a wealthy family that has seen better times. The father keeps stealing money to go on benders where he will sleep with other women, and that's kind of the setup. But more than anything, this movie is a slice of life. It is watching the day-to-day activities of this young maid as she's growing up, as she's kind of seeing this very limited world she has found herself in. But it is beautiful to watch. Tran loves the hands, and you can see this when we get into the taste of things. The hands are very important because they are the ones that cook meals, they are the ones that wash, they are the ones that prepare, they're the ones that eat with. They are kind of the most functioning body part of the body part. And the way he focuses gently on the hands is incredible. And this is all throughout the movie. It's got a gorgeous score. Which is by another French-born Vietnamese music composer, Ton Tay Ti Tai. I again am butchering that name, and I apologize. But it's setting the tone for this. The way the young girl interacts with watching an older maid cook, with a young shithead boy who she's trying to clean the house and he keeps peeing everywhere. Man, that kid can pee. It is about her starting to get a crush on someone. It is about her just learning the day-to-day and learning her trade. And it's also got the sneaky kind of thing of economic disability. And also when you're climbing through the social ranks, it does it very, very cleverly. Everything's very subtle. It's all about these little movements, little eye catches, little phrases here and there. Actually, there's actually not much talking throughout this movie. And it's beautiful, and it's hypnotic, and you're just sitting there mesmerized, and you're just watching it, and you're getting hungry because it's about her kind of seeing the seeds in a green papaya, or her watching someone bake Chinese broccoli. And now I really want some Chinese broccoli with some soy sauce and some oyster sauce, maybe some mushrooms, but mainly just that. It's just the flavor and the scent it invokes. This is a very open kind of air house, a traditional Vietnamese house. So it's not these closed in bulky rooms, because in Vietnam, it's really hot. So it's these open air, and the way Tran films the fabric of the that surrounds the mosquito nets that surround the beds, that fabric is absolutely incredible. And just the way it shows time passing slowly, it's a beautiful, beautiful, evocative movie. And when it comes to trans movies, evocative is a word that is going to show up a lot. The man hasn't made that many movies. The one movie I have seen of his, which I do probably need to watch again, is his Norwegian Wood from pretty sure 2010, which is a Japanese movie, is an adaptation of Haruki Murakami's probably most famous novel, Norwegian Wood, which now I'm thinking of how many times the characters eat ramen. So again, food and how hands are used, and music, which again flows all through his movies, would go into that one. So I do want to check out some more of his work, because The Scent of Green Papaya, it won some awards at Cannes. It's a very expressive and beautiful movie that you just sit and watch and experience a life. It's in the truest sense. So I would, please go forth and watch it. I think it is an incredible piece of work. It's very subtle and beautiful, but we have to really get on to the main event. As I said, it was an Oscar nominee. It was, from Australia, it is being released in cinemas on the 2nd of May. I highly recommend going to see this movie. Of course, The Taste of Things.
Nous sommes à l'automne de notre vie.
Parlez pour vous, je me sens en plein été.
Je vous le demande encore, Eugénie, marions-nous.
Nous passons plus de temps ensemble que bien des époux, à étudier des recettes, à les faire. Ne sommes-nous pas bien ainsi?
Je relève le pari d'émerveiller le prince avec un pot-au-feu de ma composition, avec votre aide.
C'est un peu risqué et audacieux.
Je suis si heureuse et reconnaissante.
Il faut de la culture, de la mémoire pour que le goût se forme. Tu dois te souvenir de ce goût.
Oui, monsieur.
Les potages seront un de caille au coulis de la reine.
Pourquoi vous n'avez jamais à table avec nous?
Je converse déjà avec vous à travers ce que vous mangez.
As I mentioned before, it stars one of our best, Juliette Binoche, who can do no wrong in cinema. Benoît Magimel. I'm butchering that name. I just realized I forgot to look up actually how to say his name. They were actually partners for years, had a child together. They are a couple. One is a kind of a manly Lord Gentred manner in 1890s France. Juliette Binoche plays a cook. They cook together. The French version of this movie is La Passion of Dodin Buffon, because it's about his passion and how he sees the world. And he sees this woman who is a magnificent cook, and of course he falls in love with her. This movie is a masterpiece. I mean, I know there's a lot of... There was a lot, every time France, this happens with France a lot. They always put the wrong movie up for their country's nomination for the Academy Awards. This year, instead of The Fall of an Anatomy, they put The Taste of Things. Now, I can fully see their reasoning, which is, look, Fall of an Anatomy is probably going to get quite a few nominations. It won Cannes. It's a very good movie. Sandra Hüller gives one of the all-time performances. It's kind of incredible. Maybe we should celebrate something else we've done. And hang on, Tran Anh-hyung has just made one of the best movies ever made. Okay, let's nominate that. Oh God, this movie. Seriously, it's gorgeous. It's got this amazing opening scene, which kind of lasts for 20 minutes, I think, but it is so good. It is sunrise. You see Juliette Binoche picking some lettuce and some other vegetables, grating a carrot, eating it just as the sun is coming up. And you see a house starting to wake up, the maids lighting fires, Benoit having a bath. things are starting to get fried. The sound design in this movie is a kind of incredible. Not quite Zone of Interest incredible, where you are kind of not sure where things are happening and what's going on. And, oh God, please tell me that is children screaming and having fun, not what it actually could be on the other side of the wall kind of thing. But this is the way the sound of cutting of foods, the sound of quiet, polite chewing, a mouth hitting teeth, a scraping of a bowl, the rustling of vegetables, the tearing of meat is, it's all just pitch perfect. Yeah, I'm gushing about this movie. I'm sorry, but the taste of things is truly a treasure. And you're going through this morning and they are cooking all these delicious dishes. I mainly remember the Alaska bake at the end, but those people who had that feast is amazing. There's some stingray. There's a gorgeous fish broth, roast, I think a roast beef in there somewhere. It's an incredible thing to watch. And the way that Tran kind of focuses on the food and the, again, we're going back to the hands in the Scent of Grim Papaya, where the hands are the most focused on. Again, you see this in this, because it is 1890, so they are all using their ungloved hands. It's hands on food, it's swicky, it's sweaty, it's dripping, all the good stuff. And they're going to make these dishes, and the way he follows the food around, the food ends up a reveal. Like, this amazing moment where you see something in ice that looks like it's kind of a grinder, you don't know what it is, Juliette Binoche opens it, and it's ice cream. And then you see what she is doing. The food becomes the reveal and the things you are kind of excited to looking at. Yes, is this movie the ultimate food porn? Absolutely. But it is also about how people talk to each other through their art. There's a scene after these Frenchmen smoking cigars, drinking wine, celebrating their greatness in the universe. Actually, there's a really good line in that when one of them says the wine is the intellectual part of the meal. And I'm like, yes, yes, it is. They come down and they say, why don't you join us, Juliette Binoche? You're amazing. You're an amazing cook. You should come in and be with us. And she goes, well, no, I have to make sure the food is correct. And I have to be here. And everything I have to say is through my food. That is the conversation I am having with you. I have really nothing else to say. It's this beautiful thing of how these two people, Eugenie, played by Juliette Binoche, and Doden, love each other. And it's through how they make their art. Eugenie is the kind of person who says, oh, I'm not really an artist, but she is. She says, I'm just a cook. But the way she prepares her meals and the way she constructs them, it's art-like. Whereas Doden is very much on the, no, I am one of those guys who is obsessed with one certain thing. That's all I think about. That's all I can talk about. I don't think I can have a normal conversation with a person that isn't involving food. And that person needs to know exactly what I'm talking about. Otherwise, I'm going to get angry. And if I can't talk to you, what's the point? So it is... like all good movies about one thing, it's really often about something else. It is like Boogie Nights. The movie is about porn, but really it's about family. I was thinking of actually trying to compare this to something like Phantom Thread, where you have a very difficult man who is obsessed with his craft, falling in love with another difficult woman, and how they cannot communicate with one another. But it is more about Vicky Crisp trying to come up with a way to get her man's attention through one of the most diabolical ways possible. The mushrooms are involved. It goes in a place you wouldn't expect with that movie. I love Phantom Thread. Every time I watch it, there's a coolness to it that I just, like a soothe balm on my face, and just the clothes and Leslie Mann just like kicking ass, and just how this man is unable to communicate with the world unless it is through haute couture design. Doden is the same with food. He cannot communicate with another person unless food is involved. There is an amazing scene where I think he's an Ottoman prince, wants to swap meals, essentially, have an experience, because Doden is the ultimate food artist. And the way they read the menus to each other, it is, there's an art to it. There's a, oh, it's like when, if you're a movie nerd, you see a cast come out for a new movie and you're suddenly analyzing all the spaces in between where it will work and won't work. Especially who the director is, who's the cinematographer, who's this, who's that. This is the way they're analyzing a menu. But this movie isn't, even though it is just really about two people who cook, who love life, who love the outdoors and the plants and things getting stuck in between their fingers. And it's a very simple premise. Everything about this movie speaks so much and you were never bored. Even if you're just there for the food porn, this movie is going to work. It just works on all levels. I do also want to point out Bonnie Chagnu Revoir, who, got these French names, who plays a young possible apprentice for Eugenie. And there's a way, because she's one of those young kids with these massive eyes, she's so expressive, but there's a way she eats with her full face. And I'm not talking about these exaggerated movements, open mouth, oh my God, I'll have what she's having kind of thing. It's these small movements, but you can kind of see her whole face being put into it, where she's kind of looking at the dish, but then looking over the other side and you can see her eating. It's her not going, oh, this is great. It's just her discovering something for the first time. So again, like the Scent of Green Papaya, this is all about kind of the daily work that goes into these people's lives. How Dodun wants to marry Eugenie, but she keeps saying no because she's happy with the way things are. And he can just knock on her door when he would like. And if the door is open, he goes in. If it's not, then they're not going to shag that night. Or it does these amazing things where you're looking at this amazing pear dessert and the next scene transitions to a sort of naked Juliette Binoche's lying on her side and all her curves and she's looking like a pear. And it's, and the way he's touching the pear when he was preparing it for the dessert is the same kind of way he's touching her when she's naked. And it's all very sensuous and gorgeous and food and sex and love and life and all that good things. This is a movie you can smell, and it's the best kind of smells in the world. It smells, oh my God, some of those food. There's this pie thing at the beginning. I think it's a fish pie, possibly. I don't know. It's like one of those soup, bread soup things. The character Jordan is very obsessed with very simple country food, but it's the best food. It's got a lot of ingredients in it. I mean, you can see them making stock from scratch and using another ingredient to make this, the ingredient they're using, and then using the offshoots of that to make something else. And all this kind of amazing, amazing, amazing goodness. But it's a beautiful, beautiful movie. And it has you entranced. Though I will say my partner came in when I was watching it for the second time. And he saw there's this amazing scene where he's trying to do something with, you know, that pastry that kind of looks like paper and you can heat it and you can mold it with his hands. Dan was kind of horrified because he's like, you're not meant to be using hands like that. I'm like, oh, honey, this is not what that movie is. This is not about food and safety. This is about feeling your art. It is a movie with so much life. I think it is not as loud as something like Fall of an Anatomy, which makes itself known. And Fall of an Anatomy is an amazing movie. I think it's a little bit too prickly. I need to watch it again. But I think, as I said, Sandra Hüller gives one of the all-time performances in that movie. And there's a reason, and that writing is so smart, that editing is so smart. But I would say the camera movements in The Taste of Things is so gorgeous. As I said, because it tracks the food and the food is the reveal and where the food is going and how the meals are put together, that you don't notice time going by. Even though some of the plot points you can kind of see coming, it's gorgeous. And I love this movie. I have seen it twice. I have fallen head over heels for it. And I can't wait to watch it again. Juliette Binoche is one of the greatest actors we've ever had. And she lights up the room as Eugenie completely. And this is, I think, a movie that if you have not seen, you should see. If they're overseas, it's on VOD. In Australia, it's coming out on the 2nd of May. I saw this at the French Film Festival. which I finally made an effort to go into, and I did. And the whole theater, you could just tell, was starving. In fact, I need something to eat after this review, because even thinking about those dishes, I am now hungry and I now need something to eat. So I'm going to end it here. But go see this movie. It's gorgeous. It's wonderful. Seriously, there's a baked Alaska that will, in fact, change your life. You see it and how it's put together and just the care. And just watching two great actors kind of use their hands to make something else is a wonderful experience. And you want to root for this couple that do what they love and love each other. But yes, Shock and Awe and all the pods, Shock and Awe 1 and Reading Geek. And we will be back with another quickie review. All right, thanks, guys. Bye.